General comments on the 40 hadith of Al-Imam al-Nawawi. Hadith number 2, the hadith of Angel Jibreel. عن عمر رضي الله عنه أيضا قال بينما نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم اطلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال يا محمد أخبرني عن الإسلام فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا قال صدقت قال فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه قال فأخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره قال صدقت قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك قال فأخبرني عن الساعة قال ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل قال فأخبرني عن أماراتها قال أن تلد الأمة ربتها وأن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رعاء الشاء يتطاولون في البنيان قال ثم انطلق فلبثت مليا ثم قال يا عمر أتدري من السائل؟ قلت الله ورسوله أعلم قال فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. On the authority of Umar, who also said, one day while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there came before us a man with extremely white clothing and extremely black hair. There were no signs of travel on him and none of us knew him. He came and sat next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He supported his knees up against the knees of the Prophet and put his hands on his thighs. He said, Ya Muhammad, tell me about Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Islam is to testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, to establish the prayers, to pay the zakat, to fast the month of Ramadan, and to make the pilgrimage to the house if you have the means to do so. He said, You have spoken truthfully or correctly. We were amazed that he asked the question and then he says he had spoken truthfully. He said, Tell me about Iman, faith. He, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, responded, It is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and to believe in the divine decree, both the good and the evil thereof. He said, You have spoken truthfully. He said, Tell me about Al-Ihsan, or goodness. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, It is that you worship Allah as if you see Him, and even though you do not see Him, you know that He sees you. He said, Tell me about the time of the hour. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, The one being asked does not know more than the one asking. He said, Tell me about its signs. He answered, The slave girl shall give birth to her master, and you will see the barefooted, scantily clothed, destitute shepherds competing in constructing lofty buildings. He then went away. I stayed for a long time. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ya Umar, do you know who this questioner was? I said, Allah and His Messenger know best. He said, It was Angel Jibreel who came to teach you your religion. Recorded by Muslim. General comments on this hadith. This is one of the most comprehensive hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It touches upon almost every date of Islam. Qadi Iyad has pointed out that this hadith covers or points to all of the aspects of inward and external acts of worship of Allah. It touches upon the deeds that are related to the external organs, as well as that of the heart. Indeed, he stated, it covers the religion to such an extent that all the religious sciences are found in it and branch out from it. This hadith is known as the Hadith of Jibreel. It is also known as Ummus Sunnah, or the foundation of the Sunnah. In the same way that Surah Al-Fatiha is called Ummul Kitab, or the foundation of the book. In the same way that Surah Al-Fatiha encompasses the meaning of the Qur'an as a whole, this hadith encompasses the meaning of the Sunnah as a whole. Some scholars point out the relationship between this hadith and the previous hadith. Verily all actions are but driven by intention. The previous hadith has a position like the statement, In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, while this hadith has a position like Surah Al-Fatiha. It is said that it is for this reason that scholars such as Al-Baghawi began some of his works with the hadith about intention first, and then this hadith in the same way that the Qur'an begins with saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, followed by Surah Al-Fatiha. According to Ibn Hajar, this incident took place close to the Prophet's death. Some say that it was just before the farewell pilgrimage. Hence, it was as if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the questioning of Angel Jibril alayhi salam, was summarizing his mission and message. He summarized the essential concepts of Iman, Islam, and Ihsan. Then, at the end, he stated that the person was Angel Jibril alayhi salam, who had come to teach them their religion. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.